views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L., and I want to encourage you, make sure you bookmark this page, Transformation Talk Radio. You might even be on our Facebook Live, or I know there's many outlets, but even if you subscribe to iTunes or Spotify, you never want to miss an episode. Every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. This is why, because what we're actually moving a lot more to is being able to answer your questions and shift them energetically. I'm the creator and founder of the Body Regeneration Method, which is a form of energy psychology, if you understand energy work. But basically what it does is I got really tired of things going really slow. So I was able to combine the things that I heard, felt, and saw as I was transforming my own life to create the method to help many, many people around the world, just like you, unlock what really is holding their system in place for a long time. And it was really important that I create a community that allows each and every one of you, you know, as empaths, so you're changing, you're shifting in the world. It's hard. And a lot of times if people don't understand energy or that we're all connected, you have to have it broken down a little bit. Some people, they understand all the terms. Some of you, you might go, oh, I don't know what the heck that is. And to create a space where you can actually understand what your body is telling you, I always say as a body whisper, what is it telling you? And really to connect with that. And so I want to encourage you, if you have a question, something you would like the energy shifted, 1-800-930-2819. And I really want to increase this format because if you're listening and you hear a caller or you hear me, I've got some questions people sent in already, to shift, even though you may say, that doesn't pertain to me, usually it does. If you're listening, it doesn't matter when you're listening, the energy will shift, the energy will move. So I'm not just here to have another let's talk and give you information. Yes, we always update you, but it's to move you, shift you, and align you. The other thing is things are changing. It's really important, as you always hear me say, to have not only the community support, but your faith. Because if you don't have your faith, what happens, it's very, very difficult, right? Because when you start to move energy, you start to realize that you're really getting rid of a belief pattern or something you've been holding on to it for a long time, and you're ready for it to go, or you may be having impatience, what happens is you can start to get that doubt, which is very normal. So that trust, no believe, whatever it looks like for you, I always say, thank you, God, whatever you want to call it, it doesn't matter, but it's that expansion. So that's where it is of, you know, making sure that we open you up to those realms and open you up to what that hand of God has for you, waiting for you. And sometimes it can be hard, you know, when we're going through those places. So that's why we've created the community the way we have. And here on the podcast, to make sure that every time you're listening, you're getting shifted, you're understanding what the next steps are, because it is a new way of being. It's a new way of really entering into the realm. So I encourage you, if you haven't already, go to tracylclark.com and download the free 18-minute audio clearing. It will continue to clear you and it will continue to shift you the more you listen to it. And when you move one thing energetically, you also start moving other things in your life. So you could say, oh, you're working on your health, but then by shifting your health, you're going to shift your relationships, your friends, your money. And it can be scary. I've seen people where their finances, I was working with our Miraculous Realm program this morning on finances. And, you know, it's scary because when you clean out your finances, a lot of times you can also go through what's considered a dry period. So gone are the days where you can just, like, you can't say just a saying. People say, oh, I'm going to say I manifest, you know, this or this. It's more than that. Your thoughts don't become your things. They are important, But you also need to have the connection of your belief, because you got to remove the doubt. But it's all coming from your heart. So think, how many patterns have you had, or how many times have you felt alone, or you didn't feel like you fit, and you're like, what is going on? You're an empath and you're amazing. So it's great to feel, it's great to not fit, and it should be celebrated. And because that's what brings out the uniqueness of who you are. So again, check out tracyhaleclark.com and download your free audio clearing, cleaning out the weeds. And also, if people have asked, how do I work with you? It's under services. If you want to work with me directly, you can check it out. Lots of fun stuff there. So Carter, I think we have Rob on the line. Is that correct?
Yeah. Rob from... Where's he from? Toronto. Welcome to the show. Yeah.
Hi, Rob.
Oh, hey, good morning, Tracy.
Oh, there you are. I thought maybe we lost you.
No, I'm here.
Welcome. What's your question today? What do you want us to shift? What energy do you want to get out of your system?
Well, as you know, I spent most of my life in the military. And after my last tour of Afghanistan, I was medically released with PTSD, knee and spinal injuries. Mm-hmm. And you helped me clear that. The medical community told me that I couldn't get rid of it. And I've been fine, like in perfect health for 6 years. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
However, last week, right out of the blue, my back went again. And I've been laid up in bed for a week. And I know it's something deep. And I don't know what it is.
And this is not, I love this because this is some things that people, I do yawn, burp, and gag a little bit when I work. So I apologize to people listening. They're going, that's kind of crazy. It's because I love you all, but I don't want to hold on to your stuff. I already had to get rid of my own stuff. Because I can tell it's clearing. So basically what happens is when you get really good and the body gets really strong, you're feeling really stable, you've cleared out all of that old energy, which is fabulous. You've done a great job. And then when you're ready to get, this is very common. So there's a little bit of residual from old energies, yes, that are leaving and coming back into that masculine energy very differently, because you had to be one way in military. So these are residual energies. And when they start to come out, this can happen a lot. And this is not the time to panic. A lot of people go, I haven't had that for so long and it came back. So the body's recalibrating and it's restabilizing because you're getting ready to go into a new area. But because you can't mentally see it right now, the body's also feeling a little unstable. Like, what does that look like? Where are we going to go? How is this going to be? And you can see that it's especially heavy holding onto the left side of the back. So we'll just actually thank that hand of God of commanding the disc to like rotate and go back into their alignment. And then we'll remove the accumulation of the energy that's actually stuck at the roots of the seeds of the old experiences, because a lot of times the body has so much memory and we have trillions of cells, right? And they all have these little memories and it'll hold on and it'll find those old little pieces that need to go out and it'll trigger exactly like your back where you've had it before, but it's not there anymore. So it's kind of that memory of what we have to let go. So also impart the stability, and we have to reset the right and the left side of the hips and the legs to just extend them so you're strong. And there's some weakness within the spinal cord. So you can feel it up into my back. So the spine, remember, acts like a rod, right? It keeps you very, very, very straight. And that's also your conduit to the God connection. So let's actually strengthen the spinal cord, which is also carrying, that's your innate intelligence, right? The way your central nervous system, intrinsic and vagus nervous system come together. So let's increase all of that for you. Thank you, God. And to just allow some flexibility. And also I'm going to impart some strength and a little bit more trust in where that next step's coming. Because when you go to where the trust is coming, your system goes weak. How do you feel when I say that?
Well, you're pretty much bang on, because it's the,
It's okay.
It's the, those memories are coming back.
Yeah. Because they're wanting to leave. Yeah.
And I haven't had them for a long time.
Yeah. Right now, what's also happening on the planet that is making old memories come out of the body is we're also been talking a lot about karmic cleansing, which people go, what is that? Or how do you get it? So some things I see, some things I feel, some things I hear. So I go in and out of the sensory system. But the karma cleansing means the things that no longer serve you guys is just leaving. So a lot of times when you look at, especially people in military like yourself, there's a lot of this leaving the planet right now. So if you just imagine how much information around the world is actually leaving the planet of what's happened with bloodshed and war and trauma and really what's been into Mother Earth. So it's leaving. So for any, we're all connected. We've all had experience in one way or another, not to different degrees, depending on, you know, your life experience in this one, yours being very, very different. But that is starting to come up. So as it comes up, I'll actually start to release you from what we call the collective consciousness, which is basically a general term. Lots of people in energy use it, but it's how you connect into other people that are also connected into those same events and those same experiences. But it looks like you're working to disconnect from the experience in terms of feeling, but we can align you to being able to just be into the flow with it. So you're not resisting it. You're just allowing it to flow in. So you allow the memories to come. I use my tool. Thank you, God, reset, let go, let them go. Allow them to come through, acknowledge them and let them go. And if you do that, you'll notice the body will be less resistant and more into alignment. So if I correct that and strengthen that and adjust it in the field, removing the roots and the seeds, thank you, God, how does that feel now?
Much lighter.
Yeah. It shows to also make sure that as you're doing your, you know, some of your little stretches forward, like I want to go forward, that'll also, you might feel a little bit of a popper or stretch in the back again. So make sure that whatever you can do just to start to move it, and it should start to resettle and shouldn't take much longer where you can get back out and get running out into the world.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Let me know how you're doing. Have a great day. Okay. You thanks. All right, Carter, we have Magdalena on the phone.
Yep, Magdalena from Kitchener. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Magdalena. How are
it's
you?
So good to see you. I'm freaking awesome, especially after our last call, and I get a triple whammy of you today, which is great because of our call tonight and the video this morning. I wanted to quickly mention that after I called in last time, we talked about doing an online program, and I had a really divine connection happen after that. So I'm so grateful for your feedback.
Excellent.
So things are already unfolding in that realm. So I so appreciate that. Moving forward, I actually have a question for you about my events. Things have been a little bit slow in getting people to my half-day event, and I'm wondering if I should just let it go or whether it's something that I'm doing that needs to be corrected or something that I'm not doing that needs to be corrected.
No, it just means it's kind of showing that we need to expand the reach into sort of like, you know, when you're ready to sort of bring into different people. So the reach has to go a little bit further. So we can start to push that out. And then also know there was a real slowness in the energy field that literally just kind of lifted in the last, I'd say by Sunday, which normally it sort of lifted long before then, but now it's moving. So we can tether you to that energy, but it also showing that those events look like they're going to drop off, and then we can strengthen and then we can align you into more of the program online. Like that has more legs, right? That has more strength, but it also looks like you feel more inspired over there than you do at the half day events.
Yeah. I think that like it's the prep that yeah. I really don't enjoy. Once I'm in there, I love it. The prep and the kind of calling to action is not my favorite part.
Yeah. And what we'll do then is we'll increase that. So basically what it'll do is it'll allow you to be, you always want to stay into the field where you do feel more inspired, because I would say those are God ideas. So that's where you feel more driven, things flow better, and they flow better, your inspiration, and that's where you get the motivation, right? The motivation comes. So then the prep work wouldn't be, you'd just kind of like, okay, here it goes, that's fine, because you'd be so inspired. And that's where the energy seems to drop off a little bit. So you like it, you do it, your heart's so open and so kind. But again, the body, because it's gone through such a big transformation in the last few months, the system is still requiring a little bit of rest. So don't forget that. And sometimes we see things and we want to get them out there so badly, or we're looking at something that's coming, you know, in 6 months or 8 months, and we're setting ourselves up, we're doing the action step, but we do need to listen to what the body's really telling us as well. But the online stuff, that looks a lot more, they keep saying favorable for you. That's the word that keeps coming up.
Excellent.
How does that feel?
I'll take it.
Does that feel better? Yeah, you take. I know, we love it. We're like, we'll take that energy. That's always amazing. We love that energy. Yes. Does that help?
I think so. Yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it does. And so there is still some life in the event. It's not that there's not, that we've aligned and removed the blocks out of there, and just is showing a little bit bigger reach into other people. So you may even want to go to let people know outside your surrounding community a little bit more too. That could just even drive in a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not sure how to go about that, but I'll figure it out.
Like whatever the neighboring cities are, like you have Kitchener, I think you have, and then London, and like you can kind of get into that little area a little bit deeper.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And then you're welcome. Have a good day.
Thank you. See you as well.
Bye. All right, Carter. I think we have Doreen on the phone.
Yep, Doreen from Toronto. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Doreen. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your question today?
Okay, so this is a reoccurring theme for me, and it's like, okay, enough already. So that is, I get inspired about something, I throw myself into it, and then I just find like I'm plodding along. Like yesterday, I started cleaning my kitchen. I was doing great. And then I don't get it finished. You know, I kind of, my energy wanes. I don't really know what happens, and I need to be looking for work much more actively than I am. And so it concerns me because it's the same thing. It's the same thing happens. I get excited about something and then my energy just falls right off. I don't get what's going on.
Okay. So we'll do an increase. It shows actually, so the stop start pattern is actually in your system. So I call it stop start. So it's a pattern that the body's just used to, because it looks like you've been doing this pretty much since you were small. Like it's an actual pattern that just is going over and over and over. So let's remove, anybody listening to this one, they'll like it. So we'll remove the accumulation of where the pattern started. So this lifetime and other lifetimes. And I'm just going to find that out. Thank you, God. I'm going to pull and we're going to wipe that all the way through. And then what we'll do is we'll reset and override it for strength, endurance, and then also inspiration to continue. So we have to increase the body. It looks like there's also a fear. If you actually complete something, then what's next? Like it kind of, the energy sort of drops off. So you want to mentally complete it, but if it's not completed, you know you always have something to go back to. Can you see that?
That makes sense. Yes.
Yeah. And so I want to, let's adjust that for you, because what we want to do is to know that there's power in endings, because you don't, there's this fear of that endings means that it's finalized. And then if endings are finalized, then what? Like endings to you are huge. Like you don't like endings. So
that's accurate. Yes.
Yeah. Can we reverse that so that you see endings as incredible new beginnings? How does that feel?
I sort of seem very open.
Yeah. Like so I want to, it's like, because endings to you, there's a lot of information in your body that when something ends, it means loss. So loss is not easy, right? It's not fun. And when things end, they can be like, oh, we did this great event and it ended and oh, I'm happy. But a lot of times endings to people, the patterns that get in the body, the patterns that are locked up in the body are that when things end, then we got to go through trauma. We got to go through pain. We got to go through suffering. Can you reference those in your life where there's been endings meant pain, suffering, heartache, heartbreak? Okay. So I'm just going to thank the hand of God, because we always thank the powers to be for doing the work to remove that accumulation where those roots and seeds were put in. And I'm going to increase the strength of the system, override it so we can reset you to actually be very, very, very in alignment to seeing that. So I'm going to reverse your perception as we reset. We'll retap your heart. Thank you, God. Reset, let go, because the heart drive holds the information. So I'm going to reset you to see and to be very much in alignment to see that when an ending comes, it's a celebration of something new. It's a celebration of a new beginning. So the way you can anchor this in is when something ends, or even you're doing even as much as your kitchen, right? You're reorganizing. But when it comes to an end, then what would I reorganize? Well, then maybe I could go for a walk instead, because that'll be done and I'll feel better. So you start to, if you start to say to yourself, wow, that energy's been moved, what really could be amazing once this is over? How does that feel if you just look at it that way now?
There's like excitement. I feel excitement, yeah. But also a bit of, it's like excitement, nervousness, together.
Yeah. And the body doesn't know, right? If you're excited or nervous, yes. It just reads it all the same. So, okay. So there's a little bit more. We'll take just a little bit more around the loss. Oh, there we go. See, we burped that one out. Always sounds funny. Oh, burp it out. We'll get rid of it. Okay. Well, it could be better. I was throwing things out. So there we go. Okay. So let's remove the rest of that information out of the field. And then we'll increase one more time to see again. We have to remove a little bit more loss. It's still showing. That's just where the fear is. That's the root. So you'll know now moving forward when it comes up and you reset the hard drive to reset, let go. That's where that root will start to leave the field. So for anyone who else is listening and you've got a lot of fear of change, and basically that's what will increase as well, so that the body is really in alignment for change and transition, no matter what it is in your life, and to see that it's always for the better. Because that's the hard part too. When you do that, I was saying at the top of the hour, when we do the shifting energetically, it always comes with change. And so we embrace it. And then what happens when you embrace it and when you let that fear go, and it's okay to feel it. Don't push it away. Feel it and say, wait a minute, I know better than this. I'm going to complete this task. And as soon as you complete that first task, you'll see the energy is going to start to change. And then you'll be in that flow of wanting to complete the other tasks. That feels lighter. How does it feel to you though? Does that feel better now? Even better? Does that feel more light?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
And then what we'll do is I'll also align you just quickly to the, I'm going to align you quickly to the new jobs and the new opportunities that are coming through. There's a couple more there. And then for you to see them, because it's a little bit like the way spirit shows it is like you're wearing, you know, those things you put on your eyes at bedtime? What are they, like the masks?
So like people sleep mask. Yeah.
Like a sleep mask. So you're like, keeps the light out and it's dark. So it's almost like the eyes have gone a little bit shut when it comes to the work, like to looking for work, like it's tiring. And then it's bringing in all these other patterns that are just ready to leave out of the system. And it's funny because where it shows it's holding in the body is in the upper part of the legs. So we'll release that out of the legs, and hopefully your legs haven't been achy, because that can sometimes cause them to be achy.
They have been.
Okay. Yeah. I was hoping you'd say no, but sometimes it can cause them to be achy. So it's like, let's remove that. So we can put similar to how we adjusted Rob, we'll put the top, I'm going to put the stability in the leg. So when he had called in, we were going through the spine, you would have got that adjustment. You're listening. So we'll actually pull out the legs for stability, and we'll, for moving forward, letting go and bringing in the new. So we'll make a little bit of a three-sided, a good triangle there. There we go. Thank you, God. And I'll reset for you one more time. And that way, the system can be really in alignment for going back to work. Because going back to work for you seems a little tiring. So we'll just move that out of the way. We want to go in with that best space, right? Of just that it doesn't have to exhaust you or make you tired.
Yes. Great.
Yeah. Well done. That feels much better.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Keep me posted how you're doing, okay?
I will. Thanks, Tracy.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a great day. You know what? It is really wonderful when you start to see how the body reacts and how the body starts to feel lighter. And this is one of the things I want each and every one of you to really focus in and understand, that the body, when it's feeling lighter, it's feeling expansive. That is an old teaching, been around forever, but it's a really good one. And that expansive energy means you're in the right place. It means you're going into the right direction. And when you get really contracted, energy. That also will show you to maybe just take a step back. Never completely discount something, though, unless you completely know what to know. If you're not sure, just thank that hand of God of showing you more information. So I love that little tool where just show me the truth about this or show me more information. And as you ask that way, you'll find that you'll get a lot more clarity. And that's all you have to do is ask. If you're unsure how to ask Spirit, thank you, God, for what you actually are asking for. You can, on my website, tracyhillclark.com, on the YouTube, I actually teach you, there's a video on there, how to ask. So I know we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back with Megan. But what I want to say before we take a quick break too, is if you like to have the clearings and the shiftings, I want to encourage you to check out our website. And there's an Effortless Realm program we just launched. It was for people that really needed that Monday morning motivation shift, energy shift, want to be up to date what's going on in the planet. Plus, you get the global online call, which we're doing tonight. We have one. So it's always included. You get the link. You have to do anything. Replays, ask your questions, get it shifted. And I like it because it's live. I do them live every Monday morning for you. And what I like to do with that is to make sure you are in alignment with all the changes going on and to make sure you understand the support that is needed while you're making the changes. Because as I said before, I know what it's like when you go through these journeys and you feel really alone. You feel like you don't fit. You're like a misfit from, what was that, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer movie? I don't know, one of those Christmas movies where he felt, I think it was called Misfits. And it's really, that's how a lot of us feel as empaths. So that's where that space is. So check it out. We're always there to help you, always there to support you and make sure that you're growing. So hold on. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to bring Megan. We have a few other callers and we'll continue to shift. And don't forget, even if you haven't called in, you're getting the energy. See you in a minute.
You said forever, you said always. Now you know things have changed and going back is not an option. It's sudden, devastating, and is like taking a leap of faith. Tune in to From Two to You, Thriving After Divorce Radio. As Sarah Lou's empowerment coach and spiritual mentor reminds you to have faith in yourself. Tune in every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific and listen as Sarah encourages you to leave negative stories in the past and move forward. We all need a friend. When I do becomes I can't. Let Sarah help as life takes you in a new direction. Leave the guilt and doubt in the past, step into the spotlight and show the world who you are. To find out more about Sarah Lewes, visit sarahlewes.com.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
What the fung do I do with my shway? Are you ready to hear what your space is about you and what you're communicating to the outer world about your inner dialogue? Are you ready to create harmony in your surroundings? Then join us on Clear Speak Talk Radio with Dr. Jeanette Wolf on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern for current IT integrated with ancient knowledge to boost the broadcast of your space. Visit JeanetteWolf.com for more information on this amazing approach.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. Make sure you bookmark us on Transformation Talk Radio. You don't want to miss an episode because we always have something new and exciting to shift in the energy to help keep you aligned. And don't forget, even if you haven't called in, you are always getting the energetic shift as well because we are all connected and we want to make sure that you are leading yourselves towards being empowered, strengthened, and really creating in the space and manifesting the way you want to. And I know sometimes it can be a little bit frustrating, so that's why we do these call-in shows, and you will see a lot more of them moving forward to continue to help you. So it doesn't matter when you've listened to this, you will still get the shift, so stay open and thank that hand of God for everything for you to receive, and always even better, better, better. All right, Carter, we have Megan on the phone.
Yep, Megan from Toronto. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Megan.
Hi, Tracy. It's Meg.
How are you?
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Good morning. Same to you. What can I share for you today?
Yeah, you know, I actually want to keep it light today.
Sure.
I want to actually talk about love coming in.
It's
spring, summer's coming. I'm practicing the open heart with unequivocal discernment in terms of attracting men. So I just want to see where we're going with that and how I'm doing.
Oh, you're doing good. There's a little bit, it's funny, your heart looks like it's a little bit though still kind of cut in half. So what I'm going to do is I call it like, you know, when you stitch up a doll, you stitch up the doll, right? So old pain, old heartache, old pain, just sort of seeping out, nothing that you have to go back. It's not like going to look in the closet. That's good. It's actually mending of the high heart and the low heart, bringing it together. What I do love though that's happened in your heart is it is more expansive. So it's actually probably the most expansive I've seen in your field. So I actually really like that. But there's a little bit of, I'm going to remove an accumulation of collection. Now, it's old energy. It comes out of the throat more than it does in the heart space, of communicating with a new partner and making sure that you're feeling safe, comfortable, aware. Like you can see the throat starts to still lock up a bit. So I'm going to expand that so you're very nice and clear when you're meeting people of what you're looking for, and that vibration is a lot more in sync. So being in the higher vibe, making sure that person is very respectful, understanding, and that you can communicate that. Because even when I want to talk, and there's a few people in your field here, when I bring the go to bring them in my throat, I feel like somebody's still around my throat, like grabbing it. Do you sometimes find that it's still harder to really speak exactly clear what you would like?
Yes. And in fact, the other night I was doing a little bit of work on Rue, and I felt like I had something around my throat. So I was like, and I quickly was just like removing it and like, you know, passing the energy through and out and away from me. But just being cognizant of the fact that I felt that, it was just an awareness that it hasn't entirely left.
Yeah. So we're going to remove the accumulation of the roots of what is left and any of the trauma and the pain. It's going to make me gag a little bit for people listening. I apologize again. There we go. Thank you, God. One of the cool things when you have that, and even I know it's one of the tools I teach in the heart drive to reset, is, you know, you can also do it on the throat, like when you're thanking God, reset, let go, and it'll start to pull out all the resistance. And actually, for you, it shows more on the right side of the throat. The reason is that's where the energy block becomes a little bit bigger. That's that letting go. That's that masculine side, because you're always, you know, wanting to be in that beautiful feminine energy, but in past spaces had to have been in the masculine just for safety and other things, correct? So we want to let that go. And it also shows, I'm going to remove, sounds a little funny, but all accumulation around nooses and past nooses that have been placed around you. So these are where you felt strangled around other people. And also there's some past lives in there. So we can remove that timeline as well. And we can collapse that out. Thank you, God. Yeah. And just take a deep breath. There looks like there's a bunch of residual. How, tune into your throat area more than anything. How does that feel now?
Yeah, it just, my neck feels longer. It feels more expansive, like as if there's a more of an energetic radius. So, it's feeling like there's work to be done. I do need to do the Thank You God release, like go on my neck, and like you said, particularly on the right side. So thank you for that direction, for sure.
Yeah, and the heart is expanding more, which I like. So it looks like the energy you're moving into, though, is which I like. I really like in relation. Oh, it shows is more playful. It's playful. Mm. That's nice. Like you look like you're laughing more with people. So you're having fun. But also realize you're going to still be feeling, don't feel, when you're with different people, don't feel like you're, I want to make sure I say this correctly the way we're seeing it. Don't feel like you're shutting off if you feel like you're in observation mode. You're not shutting off. You're just observing, which is a very different energy. So you're observing mannerisms. You're observing your feelings. And that's okay. So don't push that away. That's okay. Some people, when they go into observation mode, they feel like, oh, did I shut down? Am I closing off my heart? Someone might say, oh, you're quiet. Oh, no, I'm just observing. I'm having a good time. Just go into that energy, and then that'll keep your vibration nice and high too.
Well, I like to actually live in that vibration, but I've actually felt like that wasn't accepted. So it's a good point that you made, that to honor that and just be in that space.
Yeah. You know, I had a client who, she actually met me this morning. It was quite funny. And she was going back into the dating. She had a lot of resistance and a lot of past stuff. And anyways, coming up, she said, when I told her, to just make sure she goes into be her real self, cause she had a hard time doing that. And she goes, oh my God, I get what you were saying when we shifted the energy. She goes, now I'm actually realize I had these masks on and these expectations. And she goes, now that I'm being myself, I'm actually attracting a way better person. I'm like, well, yeah, cause you'd be attracting people with masks. Right. So we want to make sure, but that playful energy is coming into you now. So I want you to just hold that and see that and be like, oh, wow, thank you, God, that playful energy is here. I'm in it. It's already here. And hold that close to you, because then your heart, there's so much, it's like that really light white pink, you know, that very almost borderline into the white, that energy starts to just exude more, which is softer, and it'll bring you a softer man too. Like that's very strong in his masculine, but softer, kind, respectful.
Okay. Now, do we feel like I'm being discerning enough about that? Like, I feel like I might actually be a little bit too shut off to meet.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot better. So like I was saying, you might feel, don't feel like you're shut off. You might feel you're more going to be more in observation mode now. Mm-hmm. So it's okay. So don't think that's what I said earlier. You're not shutting off, you're observing, and that's where you want to be. And you can still have the fun and the joy, and we'll increase that. So I do this with if people can see me on Facebook when I move my hands, because I'm asking your innate system to speed up. So what I'm doing into your system is increasing the energy to make sure that it speeds up and stays more in the joyous state. But remember, if your body starts to kind of go in, it's also how your body will set it is going to be saying, let's just get a little bit more information, because for you, you do need to go slow. And if you go slow, it looks like you'll be really good. And you'll actually look like you'll have some fun this summer, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
You deserve that. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
A lot more play.
That's beautiful.
I love it.
Thank you.
I love it. I love it. Keep me posted, okay?
I will. Thank you so much, Tracy.
Love Lots
you.
Of love. Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Carter, Christina, do we have Christina on the line?
Yep, Christina from Toronto. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Christina. Oh, did we lose her? Maybe?
It appears so.
Okay, we got Michael, right?
Yep, Michael from Calgary. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Tracy.
Hi, Michael. Welcome.
How are you doing?
Thank Good, you. Nice fabulous.
I have a quick question. So you worked on me a couple weeks ago, and you said there was that band of information around the back of the brain that was just religious imprinting that was coming off. Mm-hmm. And I think that's lifted, so it feels a lot better. But one thing I've noticed increasingly, I think I've always had it, I'm not sure, but I think I've just become more aware of it as I've gone on my journey. And that's like some days I'll wake up and I'll just feel like just light achy in the brain, or just like slightly foggy, or just slightly dizzy. Do you know what I mean? And I'm not sure if it's information that's leaving or if it's a readjustment, but it's just like it usually happens every day at some point, and I just want to know what it is so that I'm not panicking about it.
Yeah, very sensitive. Well, no, I always say, always remember, if something feels even more uncomfortable, always get it checked. We always say that, like, get it checked. And I have to say, I actually love working with the medical system, and people say, why? You know, so many energy people. I'm like, you should never be in resistance. I love it, because then they say, oh, did you look at this? Or this came up, and then they go back, and they're like, oh, okay, that's not there. Sometimes it's still there, and it has to be moved again at emotional level a little bit differently, but great reference. But it looks like there's a little bit still left. So the religious imprinting was quite long, because it really went through generations and generations. But what we can actually do is recalibrate the sensory system, and then the chemical electrical frequency patterns, thank you, God, we'll actually reset them for you again. It looks like sometimes when information leaves our body, you can burp again there, sorry, apologize. And when information leaves the body, there can be residual, and these are the residual effects. There's also some information right behind your right, like right temple and into the right back of the eye. Actually, when I'm on your brain, I'm getting a lot of pain there. So let me start to pull that information out, which is letting go, which is leaving. And then any external resistance, you're also going through, you change so quickly, your body's changing, you've come into so much awareness. And you also had a very big awareness of how we are all connected, how we never want to resist anything, how we want it to always be in flow, right? So let me adjust this for you. Yeah. So that's a very big leap. So anybody listening, when we have a big awareness that our systems are changing or we're letting go of old patterns, you have to remember those patterns, those systems were locked somewhere in the body. So when it comes out, we can get aches and pains. So we never want you to be too dizzy. So we'll also reset oxygen in the body. And then you said it's throughout the day too, correct? So it's at different times.
Some days, yeah. Some days I don't get it at all, barely. But then like yesterday, I was.
Yeah, too much, not so much.
Like,
so it looks like
I should get checked out.
Yeah, what we'll do is we'll increase the blood flow and we'll increase the oxygen, and I'll reset that, which is blood flow is flow of life, moving quickly, allowing the oxygen obviously coming through and breathing the new life force energy. So we'll reset that for everybody that's listening as well. And then I'm just going to do, we have exit valves all over our body energetically, and we'll just open up the brain and allow, and there's, you can sometimes just ask all the exit valves to open, but we'll recenter all the stability. And we'll reset the pineal pituitary thymus. Thank you, God. We'll increase all of that energy in there as well to make sure that there's stability as you move through and transition. How does that feel?
Well, it actually is feeling better now. It popped up a lot stronger as soon as you tapped into it and started to work on it. So there's just a little bit more pain in the back on the right. It feels like it's clearing, though.
Okay,
but one thing one thing that triggered me as soon as you mentioned about is about the medical system, because I have a resistance to that that I've been trying to clear, and I'm like, well, if something ever, you know, if I need that, then I'll go and do it. It'll be fine. But I always resist it.
Yeah. Okay. So let's align you to the medical system, because there's so much, you know, I know in this space, there's a lot of bashing, but because you know, I lived in it for 32 years of my life. Right. And then when I realized I couldn't get any more help, that's when I went outside, but I never abandoned them. I'm not an advocate of that at all. I think we work together. And so you have to become a really nice relationship. I was always very grateful for what they could do, but they couldn't do anymore. And they said, I can't do anymore. Like, that's it. But there is a way that we integrate it. So integrate you to the system and remove all the misinformation of resistance. And funny enough for you, more resistance also comes up into religious programming and also other cultural issues in past life, meaning that you would have had past lives and religious programming where they get really adamant and they'll never see a doctor, you know, those kind of things. When it's like, you know what? Like, you sometimes can go to the hospital and you'll be okay. Like, it's there for a reason. Like I would say, God put hospitals there for a reason. Like, come on. So there's also common sense in that. But although the body can move and shift a lot, the other thing to understand is we don't have enough collective consciousness or enough belief system in the world that bodies can really repair and heal themselves. And even though you've seen it and I've seen it, until we expand that, a lot of people are so ingrained, it's easy. So we're still kind of in between. And so we use it. We align it. We thank them there. We're grateful they're there. And we use them as we need them. And we'll remove any misinformation out. So now when you tune into the medical system, does that feel a little bit better?
It's hard to say. I mean, I can feel myself wanting to accept it because I know last time I went for a checkup and I was aligning myself to it. And I was very pleased at the end of the experience. It felt like it was just the energy of trying to help and not to try and put programming on, which is the fear that I get when I go there. Like, oh, they're going to say that you have this and this and this and you're never going to get over it. But now when I tune into it, it's like that's sort of just a paradigm that I invented for myself, which isn't true. So I'm sort of seeing past it.
Yeah.
I think there's a little bit of bitterness, but I can sort of see past and see that I'm the one that created that problem. It's not actually something that is actually true.
Yeah. And when you release that paradigm, you'll start to see that the people that you come into and you work with in the medical system will be more in alignment. They're becoming more open and they'll listen. So remember, they're there to offer you information, no different than anything. We're all humans, but the person that has to be in charge of you, the person that has to lead you is always you. And so you got to go, you got to go. They can say something and that's where you have the tool. Okay, that's interesting. Not taking that in. Thank you, God. Release that. Go. Or you can say that if people give you information you don't want in your body, but you have the information, then you can go be empowered and decide what you want to do. But, you know, I've seen it where people have had, tumors and cancers. And I'm like, yeah, go get it cut out. Let's align it so it doesn't move. And they go in like, oh, man, it didn't grow. It should have. That's odd. They get it out. They're good. They're fine. They're in remission. Off they go. And, you know, it's kind of those things. Sometimes you need that to happen. And so if that's what it is, that's what it is. So it should feel a lot lighter. It looks like give it about 48 hours and then it should feel really good.
Okay, great. Thanks, Tracy.
All right. Thanks, Michael. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Carter, do we have Sophia on the line?
Yes, Sophia from Toronto. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Sophia.
How are you? I missed you.
Yeah. I went away. People were like, you went away.
You amazing. Yes, good for you. Good for you. That is so amazing and healing. I've previously emailed you regarding this, but I wanted to get some clarification regarding the job. Right now, I feel like there's subconscious programming related to a fight or flight state when I come into the office and my heart rate goes up, and which we've been working through. And I feel like the health, you know, is getting, like, that's my major goal. And right now I'm, you know, and I've explained, like, what happened recently in terms of feeling like I needed to step down, go more part-time, do something less stressful. Just wanted to, like, I have a meeting coming up and just really want to have some clarification and what's best for me and my health and my future self.
It's really interesting because your health does really well when you're not in the environment. So we have to stop resisting that environment because we're in there right now, right? So what we resist more, we get more of, and then all that programming. So I want to remove a little bit more of the programming, that accumulation that work does this to you. So basically that's it, right? Everywhere work puts your body into fight or flight mode. And anywhere else you've had that experience, thank you, God, will reset that. What it shows is if your boundaries are strong, and because I'm going to put your boundaries up and see what happens here. So I can look at like two different pictures. So if your boundaries are strong and you can actually work in the environment based on what you require, your body actually looks like it'll level out because then it kind of goes flatline like this energetically. So like this one can see me that they're hearing this later, but it basically it's flatline. Like it's nice and smooth. There's no ripples on the water. If there goes into a space and it looks like you put more expectation on yourself, even though they're putting information on you, so your body goes into panic. Well, if I don't get this done now, then I'm going to be behind, and then it's going to be a trickle effect, and then the body goes into, like, I want to hyperventilate almost, right? Then the heart rate starts to race. So if they're able to work within the parameters that I will do what I need to do, it looks like it'll be nice. If for some reason they want to disrespect that, then the body wants to stay in the fight or flight mode because it's feeling disrespected in its boundaries, not the job. See, they're not respecting your boundaries and your parameters. Can you see the difference in that?
Yeah. And that's kind of what I feel. I think that, like, I had been vocal in saying, like, no, I can't take added on. I can't do more, like, in terms of administration and clinical. And I think it came down to, well, we have no reason. Like, you have to do it, you know, kind of thing. And even though I said no, and I think that's when
I don't want to cut you off there, but they're showing, it looks like the work they're giving you versus the hours are very imbalanced.
Yes.
Like, and it would look like if you were to do a job in 8 hours and I have you work, say, seven. So let's say 7 hours. So if I put you into 7 hours, I've got like 14 hours worth of work here. Is that accurate? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what it's mm-hmm. reading energetically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So that's
and
a problem.
It's like a 24/7. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a problem yes. because that's why, and that's the boundaries is a problem. It'd be a problem for anybody's system, but because you are also very strong in your word and your commitment, that's why the body's also going into fight or flight mode. And then the heart's racing more because the heart can't settle out properly. So the electrical grids, that's why they keep going off because the body's going into panic mode, right? It's panic. So
yeah,
I have
that's
to
how I feel. Yeah.
Okay, because I have to remove panic. You can see it's like shaking when I put those, when those hours popped up, I was like, whoa, that's a lot of indifference. So,
and there's a lot of responsibility in terms of like in the middle of the night and phone calls and like just being on yeah. call. And then, so I mean, maybe it's better if I stepped up, like do something more from home, like, which
yeah.
might be,
and your body requires proper rest. And it does because yeah. it's gone through the gauntlet. It's gone through a lot. You've cleaned so much stuff out. You've gotten rid of so much, you know, junk in terms of physical health stuff. And it's like that last little bit. What I love about your system, though, is what you've just shown is this is, if people can back this out, you realize where your parasite is. So parasites are people, places, and things. So your work mm-hmm. became the parasite because they disrespected your boundary, which energetically threw the body off. Even as I'm talking to you, my heart's racing, like it's like going. So, and that's how you always know there's an energetic parasite. My heart races a lot when there's parasites in people, places or things. It's like, how do you know? Mm-hmm. Or there's an entity on yeah, somebody, totally. An energy that's not good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. So I think that helps clarify. I mean, like, I think deep down it's like, you've worked so hard to establish and get where you yeah. are, but now you're here and it's like, it's really stressful.
Yeah. But it's also about how right. your body also requires at least a minimum energetically. It shows about 7 hours of rest a day. So if you're not getting the nighttime sleep, it's not having enough regeneration time. So then your body would go. But are you getting full sleep?
No. I'll wake up and think about work.
Yeah. Like if it's not, it's like not getting a full sleep. So what's happening, because if you don't have that 7 hours of full sleep, it looks like when you go into the day, you're still, so you're carrying energy from the one day, but there's no regeneration time in that 7 hours to let go because it looks like it's just being carried over into the next day, which is then increasing the stress levels. So I want to actually reset that package and reset that paradigm for you a little bit differently. So you can be in full alignment to be able to make the decisions without it having to affect your health.
And you're still seeing like the health, like I know last time we had talked, like it was still moving in the right direction. And
yeah.
I mean, I had a yeah. little episode when you were not, yeah. you know, when you were on your beautiful vacation. No
I was like, she went away.
We just love you so much.
We take care of our community well. We make sure you guys are okay.
We do. You take care of us so, so, so well. And even when you're taking care of yourself, you still find time to take care of us. And I'm so grateful for that. So I just wanted to make sure like I'm still moving in the right direction in terms of the health. And you know, I did have a slight relapse, but I do think it was a lot with stress related.
It was. And it's similar to Rob who called in at the top of the hour, just some of the old. So when you went back into the work environment, the old information came up. It triggered. This is where we don't panic. They were like, hey, wait a minute. I got my test results back. They showed really good. I'm not in that zone anymore. The doctors gave me the thumbs up. Okay, I know what this is. This is my work environment. And this is what people listening have to understand. Your body is always telling you, always telling you. Well done. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me know how it goes.
Thank
Keep
you.
Me posted.
Thank
All
you,
right,
Tracy.
Have a great day.
Okay. You too. Thank you. Bye.
I can't believe we're at the top of the hour. We still had callers on hold, but you can call in next week. We'll be right back here taking all of your questions, energetically shifting you. Make sure, again, bookmark Transformation Talk Radio. You don't want to miss us, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, or iTunes, Spotify. I know a lot of you listen there as well. And just so you can continue to shift and get through the times, like the callers we've heard, as we shift them, we shift you. I encourage you, check us out if you can, tracylclark.com, under services, if you want to work with me directly or any any of our Effortless Realm, that's in the monthly programs. We are always there to continue to move you forward. And you can also get your free Clearing Out the Weeds audio. I know it's been well received, and it's been because of so many of you building up into the community that allows us. I always say we go together, we grow together, because we can't do this world alone. We are not separate. You guys are amazing. You have so much power and so much strength within you. And I will tell you, I've been where you all are if you're listening, saying I'm alone. And I did my journey alone. And when I started to realize all of those pain and heartaches and sickness and illness and financial issues and relationship problems and just the abuse and all of that, when I realized where it really came from and made that peace and harmony, my whole body restored and repaired. And there's nothing better than having your health. It's why I do what I do each and every day. So if you said you've had enough, you said you're tired of doing it alone, you're ready for something different, I want to thank that hand of God of expanding your awareness, your perception, and imparting the strength and the empowerment back into who you are, so you can really start on the journey on another level, because gone are the old days, and even energy has old modalities that are no longer serving us because they're slow. So if you're like me, you want to go fast. Your body's just like a computer. It goes super, super fast when you're connected to the faith of the hand of God. All right, guys, have an incredible week. Thank you for all our callers, and we will see you right back here next week for another show to get ready to call in. Have a great week, guys. We'll see you again.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at TracyLClark.com.